Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, two brown brothers that conned a taxpayer out of £315,000 walk free in the United Kingdom, after a judge claims that their greatest punishment was a loss of their good names. Two Pakistani couples swapped homes so they could pretend to be tenants to claim housing benefits. And between the two couples, they have 11 children and got that money over 16 years. This is why the West will collapse or face hyperinflation, because people are freeloading instead of paying into the system. Up next is this a scene from some Indian horror film, where a man that's been pooping outside his entire life is forced to use a toilet. They better throw in a bar of soap in there as well, because those underpants look way too clean for this to be believable. I can also just hear screams now. No poo in the loo. No poo in the loo. Here's a picture from the sequel, Part 2, Toilets on the Loose. Number 3, Toronto Metropolitan University, the place I got my degree, says that 75% of the spots in their medical school are only for DEI applicants. This is why I want to get rich and leave Canada, because it's getting harder and harder to find a doctor that isn't a diversity hire here. The last one told me I was dehydrated based on my urine tests, because of my high ketone levels. She didn't even bother to ask me if I was on the keto diet, which I am. Moving on, what is this device used for? I think it helps the baby batter get up her nose. Maybe it's to help her with sleep apnea. I'll give her points for originality though. Those head tattoos and the way they connect with her eyelashes is actually pretty clever. I definitely would smash because she looks like something I've never seen before. Hey, I'm into weird things. Give me a break. I'd give her a couple of the old cum shots to the brain and dash out the door after my post-nut clarity kicks in. Number 5, according to a new survey, marriage is not as good as the film Predator, according to men. In other news, marriage is less good than brood canals. This is also a trick question because no woman will ever share her hopes and dreams. She will only use you to achieve her hopes and dreams. Even the Old Testament says that it's better to live in the wilderness than it is with an angry and argumentative woman. Up next, Bob says that people said that the Marvel films flopped because no one wanted to see a comic book movie starring women. Well, now he can say that Joker 2 flopped because no one wants to see a comic book movie starring a white man. No, it failed because no one wants to see their anti-hero Arthur, the Joker, get raped and murdered. Plus, most men hate musicals, just as much as most women hate science fiction. Maybe it needed two white men instead of just one. Number 7, we should lock people like this up that promote being a PDF file. Cernia asked, do people really fap off to images of adults, and that's kind of bizarre, because it's either kids or their swing shrang won't salute and rise to attention. They sound way too good for jail. Maybe someone should actually bring out the wood chipper. The PDF files seem to be bold these days and share their perversions out in the open. Moving on, speaking of trans people, Star Wars reveals Sister, the first transgender clone trooper. Can't they fix the clones so they don't have mental illness? The madness will finally end when people completely tune out. Congrats, Disney. You've won over the mentally ill trans audience and you've lost everybody else. But that's the plan to piss off the male fanbase so they stop watching it, and thus give women their attention instead. Number 9, we have 59-year-old Elizabeth Hurley here. But what I want to know is how many filters there are on this picture. Maybe she looked this good back about 30 years ago. It's women using excessive filters that are yet another reason why dating apps are useless these days. Even if she's got a good body, she can still fake her skin, makeup, and age. Yeah, here's what Elizabeth Hurley really looks like. Good for her age with plastic surgery, no doubt, but no longer bangable. Up next, women only see themselves as oppressed because they're comparing themselves to the high-status Chads and lower-quality men that are invisible to them. Since Chads will always have more sexual options and status than women, that means women will see themselves as being lower status than men for the rest of time. Here's a picture of the actual hierarchy of status in society according to women. Number 11, some women fit in the bottom of that pyramid, including this one. She hasn't had sex in 3,089 days, and has been celibate for more than 8 years. I beat her because I've been celibate by choice longer. The reason she hasn't gone together with a man is because she's going after the same guys the hot girls are going for, and most men don't want to bang what looks like an overweight Pee Wee Herman. Moving on is Julia Roberts while she was campaigning for Harrison Walls. But it sure looks like she hit the walls. Next time I watch the film Sleeping with the Enemy, I'm going to root for her husband instead of her. She used to be a pretty woman, but now she's just a silly woman. Also, the eyes never lie. Just look at how crazy they are. They're a dead giveaway each time. Looks to me like the same eyes as this guy. Number 13, the black woman that stabbed a white classmate, has her attempted murder charge dropped. Welcome everyone to the American injustice system. Didn't she explicitly say that her goal was to end the victim? Wouldn't that mean that her intention was murder? Maybe this is another case of black privilege where you have the ability to break every law in the country and still remain the victim. How long before this situation starts to boil over? Up next, this guy says that holding hands in public is important because it's romantic. But it's even more important because it's the way he keeps his woman from wandering off and buying things that she doesn't need. But little does he know that the reason she holds his hand is so that he doesn't run off and buy beer, and so that all the other women see that he's hers and to piss off. Number 15 is a guy sharing his wife's face on their wedding day, versus how happy his wife was on the day that she met Rob Lowe. She also looks like she's dripping with sweat in the photo on the right. Looks like she's unable to smile anymore. Maybe Rob Lowe tapped that. Also, maybe she's not happy on her wedding day because she married a short king. She probably thought her husband looked like Rob Lowe and then she met Rob Lowe and realized he didn't. His wife be like this and like that. Moving on, this woman is wondering why women keep trying to steal her husband. Well, by the looks of her, they don't have to try very hard. This woman is so overweight that even her Hello Kitty phone case is fat. You know that these days this sort of couple is more and more common. At least she has a pretty face. This guy could literally be me 15 years ago, except I was overweight and I wasn't bald. Number 17, this woman was charged in a crazy love triangle murder and is now unhappy and tired of jail. It makes you wonder how white knights out there are going to fix her and figure out a way to let her go free after she ended someone. No, you can't fix her, and unfortunately, Virginia got rid of the death penalty a while back. Unfortunately, it sounds like justice for the person or persons being murdered is going to be reversed. Up next, now that hurricane season is over and a hurricane blew its way through the entire state of Florida, Joe Biden says if that's the case, then they should have named her Kamala. I think everyone knows how she came to power in California. And I'm making this video a couple weeks before the election and goes from suck back to blow. Number 19, this pink-haired DEI trainer slams Oregon forestry bosses for hiring based on merit instead of identity. Forestry is probably the most dangerous industry to work for, with high death rates, and they'll be even higher if people hire based on diversity in that industry. Isn't it shocking that companies and organizations are going through a competency crisis right now? Whatever could be the cause. Maybe it's DEI. Moving on, what would you do if you saw Trudeau like this to help him? I would throw him a box of men's tampons from the gentleman's room as a flotation device. But maybe that's too good for him. And I'd throw him an anchor or an anvil instead. How about a nice worn-out engine block attached to a nice sturdy net? Or a bucket full of bloody chum to make the sharks go into an even greater frenzy? Of course, I don't condone violence and I'm going to help him away from the sharks so I can see the look on his face when he loses the next election. Number 21, if you have a son and he asks you where we peaked as a society, then show him a picture of the N64. I still play this game from time to time, usually with grenade launchers in the temple or the facility with machine guns. I also play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 as well as Super Smash Bros. In the late 90s and early 2000s, everything peaked out. The last time I felt hopeful about the future was around 2008 or 2009 with the introduction of the iPhone and the start of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Since then, culturally and technologically, we seem to be stuck. Up next, speaking of cultural decline, here's the Wii Roo and the sequels to Own the Chuds starter pack. But I'm not so sure about the Spider-Man 2 game, because it was a big selling hit. Now they aren't even making Part 1 good if you saw the trailer for the most recent Minecraft film. The idea is once again to wreck anything that the chuds, i.e. incels, nerds, and geeks like, to punish them for enjoying life without women, hoping that they give up on popular culture and allow themselves to be put in the friend zone so that women can siphon off attention from them. Number 23, guys, this is why you should never trust a woman's AI-generated avatar, because usually it's false advertising. The so-called real image on the right, she's probably got more filters on her face. You should see how super hideous she looks without them. Women like this know that they're fat, but they're too lazy to get on the treadmill for 30 minutes a day and then eat a salad. The only way to know what a woman really looks like is to take her on the first date swimming, so you can see her without makeup on. Moving on, the establishment says that we need to reduce the use of carbon. But if you ask to work from home, they freak out. The narcissists in the office and in power need you to come into the office regardless of climate change to get their daily narcissistic supply. Technology was supposed to make life easier, not to self-drive you to a soy cube to pretend to work for 8 hours. They just don't want you working from home because you could in theory have 2 jobs, and they won't even know it, especially if those 2 jobs require only 2 to 3 hours work per day tops. Number 25 and the last one, looks like we're well on our way to making the Matrix or even the film Inception a reality, because the first communication between 2 humans in dreams has now been achieved. So now you'll be able to work online while you're sleeping. So technically you could have 3 jobs. This is the first scientifically documented case of dream-to-dream communication through lucid dream. But it's been happening for millennia with no scientific proof. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.